Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful you could be with me for this podcast being aired for, golly, here we are, December 3rd, 2022. Oh, man, did that happen fast. Anyway, here we are, and I'm very grateful I could be with you to share with you this anonymous donor here, as I like to think of him, not money-wise, in questions. He's a pessimist. That's what he calls himself, a pessimist. And he tries to be an optimist, but he says that he just can't get into it because there's no proof, and he needs proof for everything. That's what he's telling me in his email. So he's asked me a series of questions, and I answered them last week and the week before, but he is now sending more because he finds my answers interesting. I kind of hope that some of you hear these answers, and it's okay to challenge me. It really is. And it's okay to disagree with me. And it's really okay to ask me to explain more. And I'd be happy to do all of that. You just got to email me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. And I'd be happy to help you. Okay, so here's his latest question. He says, I think we are doomed. I think our country is falling apart. I think our world is falling apart. Are these the end of days that are written about, he says, in the Bible? And then he says, I'm eager to hear your answer, which is very, very kind of him. He and I probably would, I would enjoy meeting him. I really would. And I would enjoy sitting and listening to his rhetoric, his assumptions about what is really going on in the world. That would be fascinating to me. Okay, so here we are. Are we doomed? That's basically his question. And are these the end of days? Are we all going to just, you know, blow up? It is very possible you are correct. I would not put it past the confines of human tragedies and intellect and all that other good stuff. I wouldn't put it past that. I definitely would could agree with you that there is some very terrible things in the upcoming years ahead. This is all due to ego and vanity. We're always on the edge of war. Jesus said it. You know, there will always be wars and rumors of wars in this world. And he was, of course, very correct. If this happens, it happens. But what really, I think, is intriguing to me, really, really intriguing, is that people like this man who is writing me, or woman, I don't know who it is, they're anonymous. This anonymous questioner, what really intrigues me is that you sit on the sidelines and you don't do anything with yourself. You just sit and you make these judgments and accusations, and you come and formulate some kind of conclusion and belief based on the kind of logic and reasoning that your mind can support, that your mind can conjure up. This is what you do. This is the way you are. I get it. I understand all that. But, if we are going towards the doom of our demise as a civilization, which I think we really are, and if you read about William Shatner and his flight to the spaces, the outer space, and how he grieved, and he talked about the astronauts all had the same thing, that the perspective syndrome here of seeing everything in the light of its beauty and the darkness of humankind is destroying the earth. And he went into grief. He went into what he called deep grief, which is he was crying and he could see for a moment, just a moment, what was really going on within the world. But what he didn't seem to see in his grief was himself and what was going on there. And that's kind of sad to me when I can't see what's really happening, when I can't really realize what's going on because I'm so busy thinking and churning over everything according to my intellectual perception. So my answer to you is, yes, this could happen. I totally feel it could happen. And there will be no intervention like people would like to believe where God comes down and says, okay, I'll break this up now and you get another chance. That kind of thing that people think. And I find it highly amusing because it's ridiculous. But nonetheless, unless the nun, what can I say? This is the way people are. They're immature. Basically emotionally immature and mentally immature. You see, the real issue is this whole DNA thing that goes on inside of us. And it is ruthless, this DNA. You see what Putin's doing, you know, with what he wants. He thinks he should be able to invade any country he wants for the sake of Mother Russia. I don't know what the Russian people think. I don't know. I have watched little newscasts here and there, and I don't know. Nobody, you know, can talk over there. They can't say what they really think. So I guess we will never really know how the Russian people feel. But you see all of this aggression, and this is pure DNA. This is pure DNA. And it is that part of us, that primitive part, that wants to survive at all costs. It doesn't have any bounds to it. And if you're looking for logic and reasoning to say, well, this is an unreasonable request to try to overtake a country and for no particular reason other than you just want it or you think you own it and things like that. I mean, this is just the way it is. But you have to understand, Putin's no different than our country. We do terrible things in this world as a country. We don't even know what's going on. We the people who think we're in some sort of democracy, which makes me laugh, thinks that we're always the good guy. We're provokers. And in our effort to try to protect ourselves, we provoke war with other countries. And it's the same thing with our inner work, our inner life. We provoke problems because we operate out of DNA. And as long as Greg and this mystery questioner want to live in their DNA and provoke the idea that there are certain things that are mine and not yours, and I look at things from the point of view of being threatened easily because I have low self-esteem, and I can do things that are painful and truly do tear apart the meaning of my life and threaten the well-being of the world, as long as I think in terms of that kind of selfishness and pride and vanity, yes, anything is possible. I have watched people that I love very much just destroy their life, thinking that they were doing the right thing, and they just destroyed everything that could have brought on any kind of insight or love or kindness. We are bound to our bodies and our DNA until we recognize we can't do that anymore, and we want to awaken spiritually, awaken to transcendence. And that is not a popular idea, nor is it something that is considered relevant to most people. And most people look at it as woo-woo, but it is woo-woo that is true. And until we awaken, there is nothing beautiful that can really happen in the course of our life. Yes, to answer your question, it is possible that we will destroy ourselves. All you have is transcendence. All right, I'm out of here. Thank you for your question. I have more tomorrow. Hope you'll join me. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.